Now back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We get some rules to follow.
Back to Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com. Martin stepped out again to visit with a long-lost friend. I'm Charlie Marlo. Just kidding, Martin's here. Brian Hoffman also, and David Solly's wheelhouse. Solomon, Martin Kilcoyne, we asked, what's your greatest athletic achievement? A lot of people on the text line, 855-282-8255, weighing in. Big Boss Onoko says, I once won numerous arm wrestling contests at bars across the nation while trucking with my son to Las Vegas.
Is this Big Al? Sounds
eventually
like a big
taking
Al
down
comment.
The Nationals and winning a new semi, too. That's also the plot line of the movie.
What is that, Over the Top?
Over the Top.
So with Sly Stallone.
Yep, Sly Stallone played the role of Lincoln Hawk in that movie.
I assume that we wouldn't get very credible answers.
Some of these are, I think.
Greatest... How about the guy, the awards guy?
Yeah, hold on. We're getting
allegedly.
Greatest athletic feat. Won two national college championships at Lindenwood University for shotgun sports.
Oh, good for
Lindenwood. Lindenwood is really good at that, so that's believable for sure. My greatest athletic achievement is most days at work putting down guys half my age in construction, beast mode. So at work, he's out working the youngsters. Martin.
I like that.
How about this, Hockey Bob? I once tried to jump a hammock and ended up tangled in it instead. It was funny and awesome. There you go.
I don't know if that's an accomplishment, like
Pine
a
Top,
feat.
Pine Top Perkins says, 7 softball games in one St. Louis summer day. Just think about all the brewskis. All the brewskis, brah.
Mansodies.
Doug's Prison Wallet says, I once won the biggest game of pickle against a dog named Hercules, a.k.a. the Beast. Again, that's the plot line of, what's the movie, Sandlot? This guy says, I won the Dave Remington Award in 2008. So we looked this up. It goes to the best collegiate center. It's kind of a random reference. And this guy, you looked up his name, right?
Okay, A.Q. Shipley. And so I was thinking, well, maybe it's a former Mizzou player. Maybe he's one of those guys that's on the Chiefs or in the league, Justin Britt or somebody. Dave Remington was a great center at Nebraska way back in the day. So there is an award. And A.Q. Shipley won it in 2008. American Football Center for the Arizona Cardinals of the National Football League. He was drafted by the Steelers, 7th round, 2009. He played college football at Penn State. Rolling along here. High school, Pennsylvania, Steelers, Eagles, Colts, Ravens, currently on the Cardinals. I can't find any link here. Let's see. Early years. Let's see. We're trying to figure out, is this guy really listening to the Midday Grind?
His name's A.Q.?
A.Q.
Text back in, A.Q.
A.Q.
Call in, A.Q.
Because if somebody's making this up, it's a very random choice, and I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's almost too random to make up.
A.Q., if you're in, maybe he's friends with Marcus Golden, who plays for Arizona, maybe. A.Q., call in,
855-282-8255.
855-282-8255. I'd love to hear this story.
Shocking now, we're getting some that may not be true because apparently Archie Griffin just texted in and said,
sure.
I won back-to-back Heisman trophies back in the day. So that's only Archie,
yeah.
Correct?
Okay. Yeah. Does he still work for Ohio State?
Do that? I think
like
he's
a job for life.
He should have to, yeah.
He's a great guy. I've interviewed him once and he was fantastic, as you'd expect, Martin. I won a charity kickball tournament last year. This person's saying finishing 3-17 in the early soccer days at Bradley University. Now Bradley has a really good soccer program. Stubby Applause saying, I carried my town of Carrollton, Texas further in the Williamsport Little League tournament than we'd ever been, batting 800 along the way.
Nice.
I don't know if any of these are true, but
Emilio Estevez once coached my junior hockey team to a world championship against Iceland.
How about this one? Doug's Prison Wallet says, I once scored a hat trick against Daddy Padre. Tyler Stewart.
That could be true.
That feels possible. No offense, Daddy Padre. What a bunch of asshats, though, just making stuff up.
I like this, though. The day I finally beat my older brother in basketball. To this day, I have a record of 1-2,000, but I still remember it. It's from the North Glendale legend.
That's huge, though.
That's a big deal, yes.
Or your dad, the first time you beat your dad, let's say, in a game of one-on-one. I mean, that's memorable. Carson already does that, right?
What if somebody texted in and said, oh, I once had a dead body in my basement, Janoris. Like, oh, thanks.
Jackrabbit.
Notable accomplishment.
Now listen.
Allegedly.
First of all, allegedly. I don't want to make any
I
light.
I guess there was a body found.
Yes,
we don't have to
somebody
say
has
that was true.
Perished. I don't want to make light of this situation.
But you're about to.
No, I just want to say this. If I'd have asked you this question last week, name the top couple people that played for the Rams in the last, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 years, where a dead body would appear in their basement. Wouldn't Janoris Jenkins be at least in the
top
five?
He would have been in my honorable mention. He would have been
Richie Incognito.
Yeah, he would have been.
Who else?
He would have been in the mix.
This is a good list.
Like if they call Fisher and say, "Coach, we got a guy on the team. He's got a dead body." He says, "Oh, is it Jenkins? I mean,
Janoris. Maybe Claude Terrell."
Oh, that's a good call.
I think it's going to be Janoris and Richie Incognito 1-2 though, or either way. Don't you think? If you had to
most.
Guess?
Let's get their high school yearbook. Most likely to have dead body found in their house.
Richie is legitimately insane, it seems
like.
Yeah,
I think he has some serious mental issues now.
Yes, thoughts and prayers. So are we assuming now AQ Shipley? Do you know how thoughts and prayers became more of a staple on 590 back in the day?
Well, the cat.
No, Tim would book back in the day, you know, these random girls to come in and maybe they worked at a bar. I can't even remember why. But there was always, you know, it wasn't like the dingbat of the week, but he always had some girl coming in to do whatever. Maybe she was going to rub Jay's feet. I forget. But one time, they didn't show up. And I go, oh, great, we're wasting all this time on this stupid segment anyway, and she can't even show up. I said something really negative. And then they call and said, oh, she was just in a car accident. I'm like, oh, well, thoughts and prayers. And it sounded so insincere.
She was just in a car accident.
And I didn't mean it to be insincere, but I think it's lived on, and now it's taken, and it's just sort of a generic term that has little value. A
couple more texts. Doug's Prison Wallet says, I once made my white suit disappear after a crazy night in a nightclub. I think he's talking about Ray Lewis. And Noko and Soko says, I once bled from my side while swinging and missing at a pitch. I then hit the ball so high and hard it knocked the lights out of the stadium. That's Roy Hobbs.
Someone has watched the movie, but maybe not read the book.
And all these are very creative, but whoever the hell said, I'll pretend to be AQ Shipley, should probably win a prize.
That's too random
Correct.
To be fake.
And I'm looking at the other Remington winners. You think you could name one? You guys should know one at least. He's actually been a guest.
There's a bunch of Ohio State guys.
He's been a guest on this station.
LeCharles Bennett.
In the last
Bentley.
6 months to a year.
Orlando Pace?
Center.
Okay.
No, LeCharles, yeah, like
that's
2001.
Center.
How about, was Nick Mangold a center?
I don't know. But no, think of a guy who has been on the morning after. He was kind of crushing the Rams a little bit. Heralded lineman, recent pick, didn't amount to a whole lot. He's on TV now.
Jason Brown?
Barrett Jones.
Barrett Jones.
There's Ryan Kelly. God, he is everywhere. The last two were from Ohio State.
Pat
Elflin and Billy Price. And there you have it. Most of the names, like Brett Romberg, Miami, he might have been on the Rams, I forget, but... There you have it. A lot to get to, including the Corner Butcher for the holiday weekend, which is not until next week slash weekend.
But there's like two holiday
it's
weekends.
It's like a holiday month now.
That's what's nice about it being on a Wednesday, kind of. You can celebrate it the weekend before and the weekend after.
You should celebrate two times. So go to the Corner Butcher and stock up for 2 weekends at least. It's 2099 Bentley Plaza Drive in beautiful Fenton. Check them out on the web, thecornerbutcher.com. It's graduation party season still. It's grilling season. It's lake season. If you're headed to the Ozarks or Table Rock, stop by right there conveniently off 44 at the Corner Butcher. And as Matt said, you're grilling for both 4th of July weekends coming up. Get your fillets. They're great there. Pork steaks, bratwurst, hot dogs, all your different cuts of meat. And what I love the best, even though everything there, Martin, is fantastic, but their pepper-encrusted summer sausage, I promise you, is the best you'll ever have in your entire life. They also have a lunch counter with the great soups and sandwiches you can eat right there while they're cutting your meat. Family-owned, you'll enjoy your experience at the Corner Butcher. It's the Corner Butcher in Fenton, 2099 Bentley Plaza Drive, thecornerbutcher.com.
Also great sponsor this hour, Triad Bank, the friendly bank located in Frontenac, one block west of Lindbergh on Clayton Road. Find them on the web, triadbanking.com. And as always, if you are a business owner and with the quality of the text we're getting, how could these not be business owners that are texting into the show? You're looking to do a little more. You maybe need a loan to advance your business. Talk to Jim Ragna, all the team over there at Triad Bank. Started in St. Louis in 2005, so they know the area. They know the climate. Try to get things done in St. Louis. Nah, not always the easiest thing. Make sure you're dealing with a bank that's based here. The decision makers are here in St. Louis. It's Triad Bank, located in Frontenac. On the web, triadbanking.com.
Real quick. This is a good one. I think this is actually true. Saucy Jack says, once knocked a squirrel off a bird feeder with a snowball from 25 feet away from my basement doorway. True story.
Wow.
hit that squirrel. But the squirrel was fine.
Oh, sure. No squirrels were injured in the telling of this story.
Just so you know.
All right, time now for the end of the day.
The end of the day.
Okay, when's the end of the day?
At the end of the day, it's going to be tough to tell someone they might not be in it.
At the end of the day, even though there's moments where you're like, I don't want to do this.
So over the weekend, we like kind of weird minor league promotions, goofy things that they give away. This took place in Michigan. This was on Saturday night. The Erie Seawolves, the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, hosted, it was not Michigan, not, forget I said
Pennsylvania?
That. Yes, Pennsylvania, thank you. Hosted Sugar Rush Night. What a time to take the kids to a minor league ballpark, eat lots of sugar. One of their giveaways, I was curious if you would ever try this.
I saw this.
It's a cotton candy hot dog. It's a hot dog where instead of a bun, like a wheat bun or a bun of bread, it's cotton candy. What would it take to get you to eat that?
I would try that. Just for the story.
Right after running a half marathon.
By the way, it's covered in nerds as well.
So it looks disgusting.
As opposed to a condiment, it's nerds.
I mean, I guess you could say you did it just to do it. Solomon's like, is it free?
Exactly.
I don't see a price as to how much it costs. Would you really eat it even if it's free?
I would not.
Maybe if it was free just for reputation, but it doesn't sound appetizing.
Then Solly could say, the next time these guys ask my greatest feat, remember that time I ate that cotton candy hot dog?
Now, let me just say this, though.
Say it.
Have you ever had a McGriddle? Because a McGriddle kind of has that sweet, you know, the
with
bun,
the maple syrup mixed in.
The maple syrup kind of bread with the sausage patty. So it's kind of a little bit of the sweet with the meat.
In my mind, the nerds would have to be the deal breaker.
Yeah, that's not helping.
I could see the cotton candy maybe being the dark horse, but when you add that, that's just overkill.
Like the Grizzlies have that burger, the Krispy Kreme.
I've had that.
With a cheeseburger. That actually sounds good.
And it is pretty tasty because they've got the bacon, the sharp cheddar cheese, and then the Krispy Kreme kind of, you know, adds just a little sweetness to all the overload of sodium and everything else.
Like eating a Monte Cristo.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck wasn't here yesterday. Maybe we can play this tomorrow. We were in Solly's
wheelhouse.
We were in Solly's wheelhouse.
We'll play it every day next week.
Solly's wheelhouse. And he could name all of these radio stations. Strickland was freaking out.
That's like Rain Man.
It had a little bit of Rain Man.
It's actually a little weird. I'm not going to lie.
No, but it was fun. We'll play it for you.
Then I love you.
Play it tomorrow, then you decide.
Hey, you know, we're always looking for positivity in St. Louis. How about this? According to WalletHub.com, St. Louis, the 16th best city to celebrate the 4th of July.
All right. Is that from Doug's Wallet Hub, Prison Wallet?
Prison Wallet.
It ranks. WalletHub.com had their own little algorithm that factored in 4th of July celebrations, affordability, attractions and activities, safety and accessibility, and weather. So we came in 16th. Can you guess who number one was?
Number one.
D.C.
for
is probably the best
July
place to go.
4th?
Just because of the festivities.
Yeah.
D.C.
came in 9th.
Oh. New York.
Yes. New York, L.A., Chicago, Denver, Seattle, Atlanta, Milwaukee, San Diego, D.C., and Buffalo. Round out your top 10. In case you're curious, the worst city? Don't go to San Bernardino, California for the 4th of July. That is the worst city to celebrate the 4th of July in.
I wouldn't have thought of San Bernardino as a...
Memphis, 98th. Probably the biggest city in the bottom 10. Chuck, I'm sorry. My apologies. T's and P's. Thoughts and prayers. Toledo, 94th. 94th
That's
out of 100 cities. Well, it's about 100
Frog
cities.
City? Glass City?
But there's not that many actual cities in the country, if you think about it. Toledo is about the 70th, 71st TV market. So if it's 94th in 4th of July, not that bad. And let me just tell you, growing up,
bad.
I'd go downtown, you watch the fireworks, you get your lawn chairs, you get your little drop pops, you get your bottle rockets and your firecrackers. You turn the radio to the music. You sit there. Maybe you put the chair on top of your car, and you watch, and you share fellowship, and you think about this great country. And it was a beautiful, beautiful time to grow up in Toledo, Ohio.
Where St. Louis ranks in these individual categories is very much just where St. Louis ranks in general. Affordability, top 10. They're 9th for 4th of July affordability and access. Safety and accessibility rank, 85th. So, hey, yeah. We're way up there in affordability, and then when it gets to, like, being safe while also saving money, it dips.
Now, I disagree with that right there because you shouldn't put safety and accessibility together.
I agree. That's a good call.
Our highway system, you got Firety Fire, you got Firety, you got 70, you got lots of different ways to get downtown, watch the fireworks. Now, I agree with the safety part, But you should probably separate those two because we are accessible.
I would agree with that. And also, Forest Park, I think, is a very safe place to be for the 4th of July. They have a fun little festival.
Unless you're Terrell Davis's dad.
That's true.
Yeah, but he didn't specify what part of St. Louis.
That's true.
I feel like we need to get him on and just ask one question. What part did he grow up? And then just end the interview.
Did we ever get him on, Terrell Davis?
No, we efforted that, but that never came.
Because he was here with that Warner event, right? We were going to say,
yes.
Hopefully dad's okay. We were sorry to hear, but what did happen? And why was that part of the speech?
It was his fault, right? It wasn't just St. Louis. It was something he did. Like, what did he do?
Yeah, we decided it was his fault.
Finally, Over the Top came out in 1987. Came out ahead. Had a budget of $16 million. Actually, no, it didn't. Budgeted $16 million, $25 million. Box office $16
million. But it's a cult classic.
Cult classic. Fans who watched it liked it. There's a cinema score, which the people who watch it, the fans and moviegoers, gave it a B+ on an A+ to F scale. And also, 42% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And also,
Frank's probably watching it right now.
Yeah, Robert Loggia's in it.
One of these 80s movies where every single soundtrack is Kenny Loggins, I believe. It has a really good song that's kind of the featured song from Over the Top. Also, real quick, we have clarification on the Remington Award.
Oh, great.
Just so you know, clarification, small school, Dave Remington.
Okay.
Hold on. For the 2007 season, he says, true story, three-time All-American and Remington winner from Benedictine College in Kansas. This gentleman went to DeSmet, born and raised in the Lou. Love the show, boys.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry. That
That's a nice
meet,
though.
Okay. That's the end of the day.
Oh, and Braves retired numbers.
Oh, yeah, real quick. Let's get to that. Real quick. Okay. One second. Let me pull that up real quick. Atlanta Braves.
We don't want to leave people hanging.
I know. This is really important. Can you tell me who wore, well, you should get this, number three.
Was Chipper three? Chipper was 10?
I would say Eddie Matthews.
Dale Murphy.
Oh, Dale Murphy. That's awful.
Number six, manager.
Number six, Bobby Cox.
Bobby Cox. Yep. I got 10. Chipper Jones, 21.
21. How about Greg Maddux?
No.
21.
Think
Tom
older.
Glavine.
Older. No, keep
Warren Spahn.
Warren Spahn, 29.
29. Tom Glavine.
No.
Eddie Matthews.
No. John Smoltz.
He wore that hair.
Oh.
Yep.
This is terrible.
31. Come on. 31. 31. Let's go. 31.
Maddux.
Yes. 35.
35.
Is in the Hall of Fame. Probably shouldn't be in the Hall
Otis
of
Nixon.
Fame.
He in the Hall of Fame should not be in the Hall of Fame.
I would argue he probably shouldn't. He just pitched a long time.
Oh, Gaylor Perry?
Phil Negro.
The other guy. Negro. God, this is tough. Let's do this over.
All right, 41.
Tomorrow.
41. You got three more. 41.
41. Eddie Matthews.
Yes, you should get this. 44.
Hank.
Hammer.
Absolutely.
Hank.
47.
Glavine.
47. Glavine.
Yep. And it's real quick, who is the all-time leader in war in Braves history?
All-time leader in war? Not Hank Aaron?
No, it is Hank Aaron. Number two is Kid Nichols. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the end of the day.
He's actually going to be at the fair this year.
Lou Burdette? Wasn't Lou Burdette a great pitcher for the Braves? No Hall of Fame?
He's not retired, at least.
Interesting.
Good job, Hoff. Let's do that again tomorrow. I'd like a redo on that. And then we'll play Sally's Wheelhouse, where he names all the AM stations. And we'll read the Remington winners from small schools tomorrow. We've got a lot to get to. We're going to be at the Schnucks tomorrow in De Pere. Next, it's the Hardline.
Congratulations. Bringing me down. Congratulations.